Meet the Time on the Family Station. Almost a minute after 2 o'clock. And it's Wellness Wednesday. And as we stated, that it's a month of giving you tips as it relates to the benefits of some bush that you may have in a yard. Yes. And today we're talking about the dog blood bush. Have you ever heard of the dog blood bush? Do you know anything concerning the dog blood bush? Well, guess what? We're going to share some information with you, and we're going to be speaking with researcher and journalist Anthea McGibbon, who has worked extensively with herbalists, and she will share some information with us that she would have garnered from the herbalist. But before we even speak to Anthea, I want to hear from you. 968-8327, 968-8328. And if you're overseas and you know about the bush and you know what it can do, 954-376-5418. You're on the WhatsApp line and you want to share with us the information that you have. 997-3125. Remember, the area code is 876. We're talking about the dog blood bush. That's the talk on today. The benefits of the dog blood bush. Otherwise known as the Ravina humilis. So let's go. You're live on the Family Station. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Uncle Ronaldo. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you.
Yes, this is Alicia.
Yes, Alicia.
Yeah, I know the dog blood is for cramp when I have a period pain.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And when someone wants to get pregnant and they have black chew, then drink it.
Oh, so...
They might use it to do abortion.
They're using the dog blood to do abortion?
Yes, Uncle Ronaldo.
The way you're telling me. So you said it's good for cramps, and back then, and probably still now, they used it as a fertilizer to help with fertilization, but now they're using it for abortion, according to you.
I know somebody who drink it if I know that she's pregnant, and she drink it and get rid of the...
And she drink it on what? Oh, Lord, look, we've lost Alicia. Call me back, Alicia, because the one that sounds interesting. I've never heard that one before. You're live on the Family Station. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Yeah, that's what the young lady said.
Yes.
I know it's good for belly ache.
Belly ache as well.
Yeah,
mm.
we boys with Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And drink it. My mom used to rub it up in water. And baby, say good for skin rash, and the baby's skin clean.
So the dog blood bush is good for skin rash as well?
Yeah, man. My mom used to rub it up in the water. Rub it up in the water and skim out the bush and beat the baby into it.
Whoa, I never know that one.
Yeah.
That one is new.
We have a lot over here in St. Mary now.
Dog blood.
Yeah, man, a lot of dog blood. Dog blood and Cersei. All the bushes that we have in St. Mary, a lot.
You say St. Mary is the place to go.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for sharing. Blessings. We find out so much. We have in Jamaica, and even in your backyard, you may have some really useful bush. We say bush, yeah? You have some really useful stuff in the backyard that you gotta share with others. So last week we talked about the guava leaf, and this week we talk about the dog blood. That's what we're talking about. Dawn from Days Mountain shared something earlier, and I want to hear what she had to say then. I want to hear it now.
Good morning, Uncle Ronaldo. Dog blood bush is a very good
bush.
I remember when my daughter was in a monthly thing. She used to chew up.
And guys, it's going to be an awesome day today. Six for Asia.
And my grandmother told me to just keep peace and what they are each time. And that bush helper, it is very good.
I want to know.
But I tried to hear you over my voice, in that voice. So what I heard, what you said, down there in Days Mountain. So the dog blush, you know, what's your take on it? Have you ever tried it before? Is it in your backyard? What do you know concerning the dog blood? Grace Coley Harrison says the dog blood bush is good for menstrual problems. So we have that. So for cramps and for belly ache, for skin rash. And for menstrual problems, cramps and stuff like that, the dog blood is good for that. And fertilization, how could we forget that? Fertilization. People use it as well when they may not be at that stage to get pregnant or they're having difficulty in getting pregnant. The dog blood bush can be used. You're live on the Family Station. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Uncle Harold. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well, you know. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit about it. You know a little bit about the dog blood bush?
Yeah, I know a little about the dog bush. It's good for inflammatory condition.
Inflammatory condition?
Yeah, good for inflammation then.
Oh, inflammation.
Yeah.
So, really? So sometimes, you see, you know your grandmother always tell us if you go boil some bush tea instead of taking a whole heap of tablets.
But you don't use it much bush now because you use it by measurement, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so but anyway, I use it and it works.
And it works. Whoa. Well, thank you so very much.
I use it with thirsty and I put a little ginger. Because ginger is inflammatory too, you know.
So ginger is used for inflammation as well?
Yeah, man.
Then you're sharing a whole heap of information with me, man. That is
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, I'm holy. I'm going to write that list.
When I write the list, just send it. Come give me.
Yes.
All right. Blessings to you.
This is Jackie.
All right, Jackie, blessings.
Yeah, blessing to you too.
I tell you, it's good. I love to hear you guys because you guys really have the information. You really, really, really do have the information. So Jackie says it is good for inflammation as well. You're live on the Family Station. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yes, the dog blood.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the dog blood is good for black cube.
Good for what?
Black tube, when a tube black.
Oh, block tube. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's good for black tube.
So,
and menstrual cramp.
And menstrual cramp as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What's your name?
Maureen.
Maureen?
From Kingston.
All right, Maureen from Kingston. Blessings and thank you for the information. All right, so Maureen call and Maureen agreed that it is used to clear the passage for a blocked tube. You're live on the Family Station. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, I'm glad I know. Can you finish? I get some more credit.
Yes,
Alicia.
Thank God. Yes, Alicia, continue. Tell me the thing now.
Yes, I have a friend. She drink the dog when she was pregnant more than once and get rid of the belly. And let me tell her, I said, show me kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, she can't manage and work. I said, no, listen. That is a murder. That's a life you kill.
Yes.
So I don't believe nobody should drink dog blood. Trust me.
So you don't believe that they are probably they shouldn't drink it in an excess amount.
Right, but first time they used to say they used to drink all type of things to get rid of baby, but no, people find out that dog blood can do that. I'm not gonna drink it.
Oh, well.
So I believe it's telling them to stop drink it.
Okay, I agree with you, Alicia. If that is the case. I'll go ahead and try to tailor that. Thank you so very much. All right.
You're welcome, Corrado.
All right, my friend. So if you're drinking the dog blood, Alisa says she knows somebody and they probably drank it excessively. Herbalist says that you ought not to be drinking the dog blood whole heap. So you have to drink it in moderation. Because it helps with certain things, but just like medication, if you take too much. If you take too much of a medication, it can cause a negative effect. That is the same thing with the bush. That's why in overall, for all the bushes, we recommend that you drink your bush tea and stuff in moderation. So don't just get up every day and say you're going to drink dog blood bush every day. But there are some good benefits to it. And one such good benefit is that it can help with cramps and inflammation and a whole other stuff, skin rashes, and fertilization and so on and so forth. It's good for a whole heap of stuff. If you've tried it before. Suzette there in Friendship said Andrew sent me a picture of the dog blood bush. And you have it up in your yard, Suzette. What are you telling me? Says the dark blood bush is good for the menstrual pain. So Suzette agrees with that as well. And she sent me a picture of the dark blood bush. So if you have the bush at your yard, and it's a bush so wisely, if you have it at your yard, you can use it, boil it, and make tea. And as we said, drink it in moderation, all right? Drink it in moderation. Have you tried it before? Do you have any testimony as it relates to the dog blood bush? Share it with me live on the family station, right? By calling 876-968-8327, 876-968-8328. And if you're overseas and you've had it before, 954-376-5418. And you can send your voice note or your text messages to 876-997-3125. I want to hear from you just before we speak to our researcher and the journalist, Anthea McGibbon. Live on the family station. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Uncle Raldo.
Yes, good afternoon.
I know that I have a lot of bushes here now, you know. Mm-hmm. It is good for cold and it is good for when you fall down, mm-hmm. you drink it. And you fall down, you can boil it and drink it.
So like if you fall down and like say you hit some parts of
your... Yes, you get some and boil it and drink it.
Also, it's good for pain
and
as well.
It's good for cold.
Cold and pain.
Yes.
Boy, and what's your name?
Miss Louise, I'm checking from here.
Miss Louise, thank you so very much for sharing that with me.
Yes, okay.
Cold and pain. Have a great day. Continue listening,
thank
all right? You are
yes,
welcome.
Okay.
Good for cold. So if you have a cold, you have a cough, you can drink the dog blood bush. And if you are falling, according to Miss Louise, it is good for pain as well. Jackie Coke in Montego Bay. I'm going to send it to you. Let me see if I can forward the picture to you, Jackie. Jackie said, forward the picture of the dog blood bush. And that's what I'm going to do. By my old friend Charmaine. Suzette sent it. I think I forwarded the wrong one. So let me go again. Suzette sent it and I'm going to forward it to Jackie Coke. Jackie has never heard of the bush. And Jackie has never seen the bush either. So now you've seen it, Jackie, and now you've heard of it, and now you've seen it. Blessings to you, Icon. I'm going to send it. What, everybody want a picture of the bush? Suzette, we got to send the bush to everybody. We got to send the bush to everybody. Icon want a picture of the bush as well. I see if we can forward it to you. You can Google it to the guys. Boy. Even it said James. Lordy. Let me do my best to send it to you as you go ahead. So we've learned what the bush can do. Many persons would have tried it. Let me go again. So some say it's good for cramps, for belly ache, skin rash, fertilization, inflammation, blocked tube, coal. The negative side is some people say they use it for abortion. Miss Lewis says it is good for pain if you are falling. Mm-hmm. If you are falling, it is good for pain. This is the Family Station Love 101. We soon make the link with researcher and journalist, Anthea McGibbon, who will tell us a little bit more about the bush, what she have learned from her herbalist friends there. Suzette says $10 per copy. You better pay Suzette for the picture of the dog blood bush. Look. let me get this final one in, then we make the link to I'm laughing, guys, because of some information I've been shared. Good day, the dog blood. Ladies, you have to be careful how much you drink. And this is coming from Christine Barrett. If you drink, especially when you are going out, it will cause you to have an overflow. It's good to drink a week before your menstrual cycle, but not during your menstrual cycle. Let me go before we make the link. My brother, sometimes just the name of the bush make me afraid, and not to mention the scent. That's Natty in NYC says, have to be so careful what we consume because there is a difference in person's metabolism and condition. I don't know, my friend. And I agree with you, Natty, there in NYC, is not everything. Mm-hmm, you must try. Well, we're going to make a link with our friend Anthea McGibbon. In the meanwhile and in between time, we're going to take a break. And when we get back, we hear from the researcher and the journalist. Stay with us, the Family Station Love 101. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. 17 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we're talking about the dog blood bush. Many persons would have shared what they know about it, but I have with me, she's not a herbalist, but she has worked with herbalists before. She's a researcher and a journalist, and she'll be sharing some information with me, what she would have garnered over years of doing some research as it relates to the dog blood bush. Good afternoon to you, Anthea.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Thanks for being a part of the discussion. How are you?
I'm fine. A little bit nervous, but I'm fine.
No need to be nervous, man. Before we even get into the dog blood thing, tell us a little bit about you. I know that you're a researcher, but tell us a little bit more.
Okay, what exactly do you want to know?
What else? Who else is Anthea, apart from being a researcher and a journalist?
Okay, first of all, I'm a journalist with a special interest and mission to promoting our culture and our people. And when I say culture, that comprises arts, it comprises religion, it comprises our ways of life, such as how we approach our eating habits and our drinking as well.
Mm-hmm.
And religions. I said it before, the religions of our people, what we're like.
Okay.
So I try to put out things that the average person does not know. I went to Edna-Mandy. I am a trained paralegal, so I also have on my side, what we have been doing is fielding questions from the public, mm-hmm, internationally, and then we do the research and we put the information out there for the benefit of the wider public, certainly because some of them are financially challenged,
yes,
to approach specialists.
Okay, wonderful. So you're a big man. Yeah, in what you do. So I know that you work extensively with herbalists and stuff, and you may have some inside information that you would want to share with us as it relates to the dog blood bush. Do you know some of the benefits of it?
Yes, I'll share a few. Okay, so the dog blood bush has three main parts that are commonly used. The berries, the leaves, and the roots.
Mm-hmm.
The berries are used externally and internally for the body, and also they are used as a dye. So some persons use it and they get the juice and they transform it into a dye for like clothes and so on. But for health purposes, it's widely used for infertility issues. But it's also used as an antiseptic. It's used for eating as a garnish, and it has strong medicinal values. For example, arthritis, chest congestion, cold, jaundice, pain, epilepsy, menstrual issues, blockages, blood cleansers. Some persons use it as blood thinners as well. Tonic. It's used for the skin. It's used for inflammation, wounds, bruises, swellings. It's also used to reduce fevers and anything associated with that.
Whoa. You know, I must tell you, Anthea, that the listeners called in and everything that you have just shared, they said them. They have said them all.
Also it's used to rid one of fungus and parasites.
Rid of fungus and parasites. You know, someone said that it is also used for abortion. Have you ever heard of that in your research?
A lot of persons do write in and confirm that they use it, but I never ever support abortion, mm-hmm. or do I promote it. But it's not to say that there are not individuals, unfortunately, around the world that uses this, what it is called, a hemorrhaging inside, and then they have the abortion using this herb. But I never recommend it. What happened is simply persons who overuse it as well, they want to get rid of an unborn child. But I believe that's where the abuse of the herb comes in.
I definitely agree with you on that one. How long have you been doing your research with herbalists, especially in that area?
Well, officially since 2009.
Since 2009? But yes. We can confer you're a herbalist then.
No, I come from a family that believes in herbs, and my parents, my maternal family, they grow herbs. They're always growing something, and they're always using herbs for something, whether in juices or to garnish vegetables, mm-hmm. or to cook, or just to get rid of something. You know, old. We all have grandmoms and grandparents that rely on herbs. Rub up this, take this for that, and such. So, you know, then generations will carry on and improve on it. I come from a family like that.
Okay, so you come from a family of using. I'm the same. I know the herb things there. And if my listeners would have known, growing up in the country, I'm not from the country, but you know, I have to talk about that. You are exposed to being treated by bush tea more than medication from the hospital or from the doctors.
Right.
So that's how we came about knowing about the dog blood bush and a whole heap of other bush that we may have in our backyard.
A lot of other bushes. Almost everything green in Jamaica has some medicinal value.
Wow. So that is very good. You're a researcher as well as a journalist, and in that field, what has come out of the research, especially with the herbalist?
What has come out of the research, several persons have started to live a healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They have actually improved the intake, what they put inside their bodies, and how they treat themselves.
Yes.
And also, there are numerous persons now who are starting businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That are associated with herbs, not necessarily byproducts in that they will process the herbs, but actually using the herbs, for example, to make powders that they would sell and sprinkle on for persons to sprinkle, you know, like to garnish the food or to add taste or to just for health, to add health benefits to their food,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what I do know is that there are a number of other persons who are what you call, they have like a home laboratory. So everybody is becoming more conscious about this herb, the value of our herbs and our green on the island. So you have persons who are in the homes now working up experiments, chemical and otherwise, to find out exactly the value of our green, our juices, and our herbs. So I actually know of one person in Upper St. Andrew,
uh-huh.
who right now is trying to develop his own medicine line in how to treat AIDS using dog blood bush and moringa, for example.
Wow. persons are doing their research and stuff.
Yeah, man, a lot of persons are into researching now, especially some persons who are unemployed, but they might have a little background in chemistry and so on. Mm-hmm. Which, if regulated, I think our country will be better off for it.
Wow, that is really good to hear. Back to the dog blood, we have like 2-3 more minutes.
Sorry.
How often can one drink the tea? Like you get up and you make the dog blood tea.
Okay, that's a very good question. That's a very good question because most herbalists will tell you that you can drink it 3 times a day, have it as a tea 3 times a day.
Uh-huh.
But from my research opinion is that you should take it no more than 9 days at a time and 1 cup per day. Either first thing in the morning or last thing at night. But once daily.
Once daily, no more than 9 days.
Right, because you have to remember that different persons react differently.
Yes.
And most people buy herbs when they buy it, they buy like a bundle or 2 bundles. They don't really know how much grams and so on, so they overkill. So they boil a big pot, which by the way, they're not supposed to be boiling the herbs. But they boil a big pot and they're like, okay, I'm going to treat this and treat that. So, but it can lead to side effects.
Yes.
Right? And complications later on. So you have to do things in moderation. And certainly after 9 days, regardless of whether you wanted a result or not, stop. Take a break of like a week and then you can go again for another 9 days.
So 9 days and once per day, based on your research, that is good. One of our listeners, go ahead.
That would be what I would recommend.
Okay.
And I'd recommend not to boil it.
Mm-hmm.
To make it too strong either.
Okay.
So you boil the water separately, and after you wash your herbs and you place it in a container, you actually throw the boiling water on the herbs itself, and you cover and allow to steep for at least, say, 5 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drain that liquid. And that's what you use, either cold or hot, depending on what you want to apply it for.
Okay. Very interesting. You said something that one of our listeners in New York said as well, that each person is different. So you don't want to, like, what may work for one may not work for the other person as relates to the bush.
Right.
So you have to know yourself and know what your body can manage and how you go about.
That's where the herbalists and the medical practitioners come in, because they will do the research and the intake, and they will ask the questions, and they will go in depth with their lifestyle. Because sometimes when you're taking this herb as well, you have to deal with your lifestyle. There are actually certain diets that you have to adapt to.
Yes.
Like, for example, milk, dairy products, you want to stay away from intaking too much dairies, for example.
Boy, you've shared a lot with us. We're out of time. I told you that the 15 minutes would run quick enough. You shared a lot with us, but I know that you have a website that we can visit and to get more information. Could you tell us of that?
My website is simply my name. It is www.anthea, spelled with an N, macgibbon.com. That is ANTHEAMCGIBBON.com.
And we can get all the information. So if you want to hear from a herbalist, you can definitely go to the website. Thank you so very much, Anthea, for
You're
stopping
welcome.
By and for
Thanks
sharing
for having
with us.
Me.
You are welcome.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
We've heard from the researcher and the journalist. She shared with us all that she would have garnered from the herbalist that she would have worked with. You have given us, listeners, you have given me some really good tips on the dog blood bush. I tell you, what other bush can we talk about? Find out inside Wellness Wednesday, because that's what we bring to you at the forefront. What you can use in your backyard, what you can use in the country that is inexpensive and that can help you with certain issues. Make the time on the Family Station, 3:30 and a half. We're going to take a break and we get back to some great stuff here on the Family Station, Love 101.